guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, the OnlyFans thing has gone absolutely crazy. And, I wonder why. Maybe it's because, number one, guys, I guess, want to pay money to look at the girl next door. And number two, the girl next door wants to make some money since maybe she's not working right now. You know, it's always funny because guys really don't have this type of backup, but women do. So when in doubt, they, again, tend to go to old professions or just say, hey, you know what? I've got these assets and I'm going to use them. And the interesting thing is, it's more the guy's fault than the girl's. So let's get on to our stories here. So Blake Montgomery on Twitter says, the OnlyFans is reporting 3.5 million new signups in March, 60,000 of them new creators, per an email from the company. In the first 2 weeks of March alone, that's a 75% increase from the normal level. So let's face it, 3.5 million new signups, which is more than likely the guys going to look at 60,000 new creators that are the girls. Now, the reason why I say that I think that this is more the guy's fault than the girl's fault is I'm a very much a kind of a capital libertarian. I like things. I'm not much of one to have a big government. I like things to kind of handle themselves, the free market, as it were. Yes, you do need some intervention. Otherwise, there will be bad actors out there that will lie, cheat, and steal and take advantage of people. But I like to keep that at a minimum. I like the free market to kind of do what it should do and let it take care of itself. Well, the reason why you have 60,000 new creators is obviously because of the current employment situation, but there are so many thirsty guys willing to give them money that it would be, I would say, if a woman is attractive and can get that money, now granted, she obviously doesn't have the highest moral standards in the world. She's no nun here, but if it's there and she doesn't mind, you know, sending photos and pretending like she likes these guys, if they're willing to pay, that's where the problem is. You see, the supply is there and the demand is there. And that's, as long as there is that demand, women will keep going in and supplying it. Now, what happens when there's too much supply? We know how this works. Too much supply, not enough demand. That means pricing goes down. And that's where we move to my next screenshot. It says here, this is from one of the workers. And she posted this. I think I found this on Reddit. It says, she says, I've been seeing so many civvies, short for civilian, selling, you know, spicy pictures and making OF and premium Snapchat accounts, OF being OnlyFans, okay, and premium Snapchat accounts due to losing jobs. And it's so frustrating to see many people spending their money on civilian content over the content of real workers. Like, I don't know what the difference is, maybe because they've been doing it a while, but these are real adult workers who've been in the biz for years and are struggling due to the inability to see the clients. Not all SW, as she calls it, had online platforms before this shift. So many of us are scrambling to create new content and promote ourselves. So maybe these are professionals that went out into the field and did pay to play in the real world. And now because they can't do that, now they're making OnlyFans as well. And she makes it sound like it's not fair that she's old school, you know, adult person. But these young people are civilians. These young people are coming in saying, I don't have a job, but if I can make money at this, well, oops. I mean, are you really surprised that young kind of, I guess she calls them civilian women, are coming into this space? I mean, that's kind of how this works. That's probably how you got into this at some point. Is you said, well, it's money and I have no worries. I'm comfortable with doing this. So here we go. Well, high demand, low supply is good for you. But right now it is high supply and it seems like not as much demand. Anyway, she continues on. There's so many folks in the online SW community that I know and countless others out there who don't have Splenda fathers. We'll call them Splenda fathers because I can't say the other two together, or steady clients who they can look for financial assistance during this time. Think of the SW who strictly meets up with a guy or dances. Think of the ones who don't have a savings to fall back on because no one saw this coming. Or you could just save money like a smart person does. And I mean, this is not exactly, I mean, it's, you're not paid by the hour, or if you are, you have the ability to save some of this money, I would assume. Most of them are pretty expensive. Anyway, it says support real SW. Buy our content, request custom content, send us money, check in on us. Stop wanting civvies for their innocence. Let's all realize that most of these bees do a Tinder date raw for a vodka crayon and a text back. No shame in the game, but civvies are no more innocent than the real SW goddesses who have been out there making men feel like they're transcending their bodies within the first few minutes of a session for years. Wow. She sounds very full of herself. But, you know, it's the old adage, right? When you're 18, 19, 20, 21, you're fresh, you're young, you're just into this, you are kind of naive and everything, then guys for some reason seem to like that. When they feel like you've been around the block a few times, that you may be answering and talking to them, but you have the look on your face, the thousand C stare, looking off into nothing, and they know you're probably thinking about doing your laundry later, they lose interest in that. And so I can't see this woman's face. I don't know her age, but it sounds like she's getting upset that all this young, new, fresh ones are coming into the market. And here's the final story, the main story here. Making money on OnlyFans is a lot harder than you think. The bug has led to a surge of content online, with OnlyFans and Is My Girl offering laid-off workers the chance to make up for lost income. Cam models say it undermines their hustle. Look, just because you're good at hustling, look, you don't have a rare commodity. 50% of the population of the world is a woman. Now, looking at this photo of the woman on the red see-through-ish thing, you're competing against other women, and they all bring something different to the table, but none of it is incredibly unique. You all have pretty much the same assets. They're just in different configurations. So to think that you know, when things get rough, well, this is an easy place for women. They say, I'm stuck here at home. I can take a video and send pictures out. I've heard other people make money. Let me try it too. So of course you're going to get an influx. I don't know what they were expecting. And now the ones that have been in it for a while think that somehow they're the lost leaders and they deserve to be held up because, well, we've got experience and we've got hustle. Guys don't want to be hustled. You're not understanding how young men think. Young men think they want to have a chance. And unfortunately, a lot of them get suckered into it, but none of them have a chance. It says, since the bug started spreading rapidly through North America in mid-March, Taylor Stevens, a 29-year-old cam model, has been working major overtime. Stevens used to work about 40 to 50 hours per week, she said. Now she works about 80, and her income, which already allowed her to live comfortably, has doubled. She uses OnlyFans, Snapchat, text messaging, Skype, her own website to connect with her clients. She has a sizable following with more than 211,000 followers on Twitter alone. Besides servicing more clients, Stevens said her regulars are now asking to talk more than they used to. See, she said she believes because the being stuck at home has taken a toll on everyone's well-being. Look, here's the thing. I don't want to read down through this. I'll make a tiny URL link below if you want to read the whole story, but that's not my point. My point is this thing is always going to exist. These women are always going to do this as long as there's supply. And it's young men out there who are being duped into thinking for some reason this is a good idea. And that's what I don't understand, is that, you know, if this, she has 100 guys or 500 guys or 1,000 guys, however many that she's talking to, if she's talking to this many guys, you are nothing but a number to her. You are nothing but a couple of bills. And if you want more attention from her, you have to give her more money. But the thing is, it's not real attention. It's fake attention. It's just all pretend. So all you're doing is throwing money away, and you never know. I mean, maybe they stole a bunch of pictures and you're chatting with some overweight, like, Russian dude who catfished you. Like, I do not understand. And maybe you guys can help me with this, because this is a generational thing. I mean, as a young guy, yeah, me and a bunch of buddies would go into a topless thing and pay out a couple of bucks and you'd watch dancers. But there are people in the flesh, like, this close to you sometimes. And you basically just shooting the crap with your friends, having a few beers, having a few laughs, and having a good time. It's really only, I'd say, about 30% about the girls. The rest is, you know, sometimes we'd shoot pool, sometimes we'd chat it up, sometimes you're just drinking cold ones and catching up on work, whatever. This thing I don't understand, though. You can go to different websites and look at women. Is there some sort of something here that makes them, like, believe that they have a chance, or that they're talking to a real person, so somehow that makes the pictures better? I just don't understand this at all. But I'm not going to put the blame on the girls, because the girls are going to do it because the money's there. And as long as the money's there, they're going to keep... I mean, it's one of the oldest professions in the world. If the money's there, you know, when the money hits the right price, I think most of them would do it. Not all, but many would. I mean, if you think about it, that's the ultimate hustle. You know, a guy's basically promising everything he ever makes forever to one woman. And basically, he's hoping that she constantly puts out, which they don't. And when they get tired of it, they bounce and take all your half your stuff with it. This just sounds like a very small form of that. So I don't know, guys. The way I look at this is I put the blame on the thirsty dudes that still get sucked into this and still pay. And I'm at a loss. I do not understand why this occurs. I'd love to hear from you guys and hear why you think that young guys can get drawn into this, because there's no way. Is there any way that they can feel like there's any interest from these women? For me, it's just completely foreign that there's no way that you could have an interesting, deep, detailed conversation with a girl that's got another 100 or 200 or 500 guys doing the same thing. I just don't get it. And I'm certainly not ever going to pay a penny to find out and do any investigation, because honestly, I don't care that much. But this will never go away until the guys stop. So if you know anybody that does this, have a heart-to-heart with them. Try to save them some money, because this is never going to take them anywhere. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, likes, comments, shares. That is always the best way to do it. Like, comment, share. Let's get this out to more guys so maybe we can stop these thirsty guys from making these mistakes. And number two, everything that you donate below to my PayPal account, I'm also putting a link for Facebook. I'm going to do, I've got a group of doctors that they're now sending out instructional videos on how to make these masks. They've got 3D printing plans for masks and other devices. They're trying to get materials to make these, and they're shipping them out to anybody in the area that they can reach that needs medical supplies, and they're all reusable. That's the big thing, is since they're running short on things, they can print these out, they can sterilize them in an autoclave, and they're reusable. So each person gets one of, like, a mask type device, and they can get the face shields, so on and so forth. And I think it's a really great cause. So everything you send me, I send into them. I just made a donation of $385 just from the last two videos I've done. So thank you guys very, very much for sending that in. Anything more that you send in, I'll send to them as well. And I'll leave the link below if you want to go read about what they're doing, and if you want to donate directly, I'll put that down below. Guys, I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, guys, don't put money in their pockets, because if you feed them, they're just going to keep coming around. Thank you.